Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Young Main, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
Sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
My brother since 13, and I'm 25 now. They put him in the back of the paddy wagon. That's when it all fell down. This happened before though. I knew he'd be back, so that's why I held tears. I expected him home in a week or two, but it's been 12 years. Right now he got 17 total, and he coming up for parole. But if the judge say no, then he got 5 more to go. Tristan, I miss you and love you forever, but I gotta do better. See, I can write verses all day, but can't write you no letter. Acting like I'm too busy when I know that you miss me. I know you get excited when you read mail from me. You feel like you with me. I know you don't want nobody taking care of you. I know you grown too. But I'ma feel like I failed if there's nothing for you to come home to. I feel like I'm supposed to. Is it selfish? that I want you home, but not till I obtain what wealth is. It's the freedom I'm talking about, and I still can't help it. I just want to give you everything that you've missed and more. For this, I pray to the Lord and never felt this close before.
I know you always on the go,
so it's okay.
Knowing me, you'll never be alone,
so it's okay.
And no, I'm not always by my phone,
so it's okay.
Remember that my love for you is strong,
so it's okay.
I'll be okay.
I was just calling to check on you. Hadn't talked to you in a couple of days. Just wanted you to know I love you. You guys call me back when you get a chance. Love you. Bye-bye.
You ain't called in weeks. To your mother, you barely speak. Or your little sister, neither. Especially when she needs you. Nigga, you not that busy. For your loved ones, your flesh and blood. They been there for you this whole time. I know what it was. You only when you're doing good, the phone don't ring. All you focused on is chasing your dream. You selfish, don't forget about your family. The same thing happened with Granny. On our last days, you was too busy at Ray's. That shit can't happen no more. We don't know when it's our time to go. So while we alive, we gotta make time in order to let all our memories grow. Play this here for your loved ones. But what they say, I know mine a ball like the ABA. Every day can be a sunny day. So depending on how life is, you may see gray. That's trill. I know I need to be a better person, that's how I feel. Put everything all on the table with you, I will. And every day that I wake up, I kneel. And ask the Lord for guidance, I need it for real.
You always on the go,
so it's okay.
Knowing me, you'll never be alone,
so it's okay.
And no, I'm not always by my phone,
so it's okay.
Remember that my love for you is strong,
so it's okay.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. And this is host Honest on the line with you. And it was just amazing that y'all, definitely, homie Golden Fleece is going to be in LA tomorrow, checking down. So these are the folks got to prepare, pack, and do what they need to do so they can be right. You know what I'm saying? But I think this is your first time tuning in. This is Global 14, the current manager, name the please, global14.com. So make sure you definitely go and check out the website, the blog, global14.com, because you can link up Jermaine Dupree on that website as well as other people in the industry. Just network, you know, it's a blog. So we be on there talking about, you know, anything like-minded individuals, put it that way. So you can communicate with everybody, meet up with people, and yeah. So I'm just rambling. No, again, every Wednesday night it goes down. We are coming off of the end of the year and in preparation of a new year, which is going to be amazing. So we are really just streamlining that process and a couple of events that we want to touch down to and bring you guys information on, and hopefully some giveaways and some tickets and all of that kind of stuff. I will say this, Magic Convention takes place in February in Las Vegas. Then in March, you know, you got South by Southwest in Austin, as well as you have Texas Relays if you're into that. And then also you have the Southern Entertainment Awards, and you have all these other conferences coming up. You have the Free DJs Conference, the Core DJs Conference, so on and so forth. So stay tuned for information on that as far as you independent artists, how you can touch down, and what would be the best way to get your music and material out there. I will say also this, vertical.com, which is the MP3 kind of email blast, and they load up your record to their database, and any DJ can log in that's registered and listen to your record and get access to it right then and there. And they also give feedback on that website. So Ritical.com is a great resource for you. And get yourself a budget. One of the things that I used to say would be to set aside maybe $10, $20 a week if you're working a regular day job, which most of us are, you know, if you're fixed and that's what's up. But, you know, set aside $10 to $20 a week. Maybe just that's really not enough, but it's a good start. So if you could set aside at least $10 to $20 a week and maybe $100 to $200 per paycheck per month, that may get you on a good start as far as getting the materials you need or getting your travel together. Yes, and so like I was saying, as far as your budget, it would definitely be beneficial if you just set aside maybe, like I said, $10 to $20 a week, maybe $100 to $200 per month, that may be able to help you with a good start as far as getting your budget together, you know, to travel and your marketing materials and your recording. And so we talked about also on the show not too long ago, quality, and how that quality should pretty much mirror and match what's out there. That's how you know when you have a track that's kept apart. When I go back and listen to some records that I recorded, you can tell I recorded them where I recorded them. And that's not good. So even if you have an in-house studio or whatever the case may be, it's really on the engineer to do his thing and as well as for you to do yours. So there's a lot that can be done this year. You can make it. Yes, we can do it and all of that. But let's this year get the business together. Get the streamline it. Know it's a business. The tagging is getting really, really old. So that is just the worst. I've always hated the tagging, the Facebook spamming. But now it's just like if you're still doing that, you really look whack. So I wouldn't recommend tagging people on Facebook and tagging everywhere, tweeting people your link, unless it's something that was asked of them or they're expecting to receive it. Because it just looks crazy. You look crazy doing it. Yeah, what else? So, yeah, lots of conferences to touch down to this year. A lot of people have been asking me, what are some of the things that I should look to do when I touch down to these conferences? How can I make it more beneficial for me? I don't want to spend all this money, go to these places, and then come back empty-handed. Well, one of the things that I like to tell artists that you can do, and one of the things that I did was when I touched down to this conference, I would have my business cards, and then I would have promo material, whether it was myself or my brother who I was promoting at the time. And so you'll want to take a pointer, you know, like have a card, a business contact, because that's so easy. People can slide those in their pocket, in their wallet, and get back to it at a later date and add it to their Rolodex. As well as if they want the material, they say, let me see what you have, then you hand them the record. You don't want to just to post people here, here's my CD. You want to try to build a relationship with every single person that you meet, as well as each individual that you're actually putting your product in their hand. There are millions and millions of people. Is there really millions? I think there is. There are so many people that want to be in this industry, so it's up to you to do something that's going to set yourself apart. So when you touch down to these conferences, make sure you actually greet people, speak to them, see what they're there for. Most people have like a badge of some sort. You can kind of gauge why they're there, what they're doing, and, you know, effectively network. The next thing that you would want to do would be to, once you build a relationship with them, the follow-up process. So once you get back down to the to wherever you're at after the conference and all of that has settled, you want to make sure you follow up with people. Actually, use that business card and follow their Twitter or follow their ID or whatever it is that they gave you, make sure you try to connect with them at some point or their phone number. Send them a text. Hey, this is such and such. Met you here. Lock me in. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Keep it short and sweet and simple. Because people are busy and they're tired and they're overwhelmed. I know I'd be overwhelmed. It'd be too many people. So those are some things that are key as far as networking and how you can make it count. You never know what opportunity will come from that conference or that network or that relationship. There's been people I've met, and it's been beautiful what we're able to do today and what we've been doing just based off of a handshake. And some of them are really great industry friends today. So just based off, again, touching down, making that first impression, and making it count. So, those are my little onyx facts or tidbits or tips, whatever you want to call it, since it's just me and you guys tonight. I wanted to mention also, shout out to the Deputy with the It's Okay record. I did open with Young Man I Hustle, but the Deputy It's Okay record, really enjoyed that record. I hope it does what I wanted to do in 2016. And it's just a great, solid record. Reminds me of, it's just a good record. And if you're in that mode or if you can relate to it, it's even better because it invokes that emotion in you. We talked about that on the review show. And so for you artists that actually want to submit your music to be heard and to be played and all of that on the show, definitely stay tuned. And then just hit us up. Really, it's about following and then say, how can I be considered or featured? We will give you the information. We don't like to be tweeted. Again, the spamming direct links and all of that, we just don't like that. So make sure you just post. As for the protocol, we'd be more than happy to get you set up so you can get your record played. And so let me take this time to also say this. Jermaine Dupri's rap game premiered January 1st on Lifetime TV Network. Shout out to JD. So proud of him. Can I be proud of as an entertainment mogul? Can I please be proud? Because I am. he premiered his show January 1st, and it did very, very well. It was actually the fourth most viewed show that night, which is really good for a Friday night. I mean, think about it. Most people out partying or whatever they were doing or recuperating from the day before. So that was really good. And that may have helped even, too, the fact that people had to recuperate. But either way, wonderful ratings for Lifetime TV, courtesy of the rap game, produced by Queen Latifah. And so then the second episode happened. We saw them in the studio. I'm not going to give it all away for those of you who haven't watched it or haven't seen it. And then so again this Friday, it'll be coming on episode number 3. Very excited. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and if you're on Pacific time like me, you actually have to wait a little longer. But we will have Jermaine Dupri come on the show at a later date to talk about the rap game and all of that, and just the whole experience. And like I said, I'm so proud of him. I feel like I have to send a weekly update about how I feel about it and where I stand. It's like I have to give my tidbit to this. So if you want to see me do that, you can catch me on global14.com, and then I hate Facebook, but I am on there posting about the show as well. So shout out to everybody on that show. I'm so proud of those kids, so proud of Jermaine, and I'm just proud of everybody. I guess that's the mood I'm in. I'm proud. Proud person, proud parent, all of that. What else, you guys? Oh, just let me go ahead and shout out my people. The 24/7 magazine is one of my affiliates. They are located out of the Midwest, Indianapolis. So 247magazine.com. Please check them out. Dope things coming up. There's so much. I wish I could reveal it all, but it's not mine to tell. So we'll have to have Tyrone and Lucky on to speak about the magazine and the direction in which it's going and how you can be featured, considered, and all of that. And not just the magazine. They have like a full-fledged media kind of company thing going on. They can do websites, graphics. They have their own website. They can do videos. They can record. They can take photos, obviously. So there's a lot that they can do. And want you guys to get familiar with the company. Very, very happy to have them in my corner. Another two affiliates I have are X-Squad DJs and then United States All-Star DJs, two coalitions, one based out of Atlanta, the other based out of Texas. But, pretty much nationwide, and both are making some great moves They have some great DJs in the coalition who are really truly about their craft and are there to help and help you move your project. So if you're interested in any services they have to offer, just hit me up at Onyx254 and I'll put you in the right direction. Link you up with the people and powers that be. So, yeah, look, y'all, man, can I tell y'all something? I am not a phone person. I really do not like the phone. And it could be because I do the show, but I don't like the phone. And so anytime I can get out of being on the phone, I'm going to get out of it. So I'm not going to be talking for too much longer. However, I would love for you guys to head me up on any subjects and topics that you feel like you need a little bit more information on. This was a show designed and built mainly just to pass on networks and affiliates and Music 101 type style, as well as help you artists grow and mature along your journey. We will have some special guests coming up to be announced. We'll be confirming those dates. It's kind of just on me and where we want to go with everything. We're not on Golden too. It's kind of just on both of us and where we want to go, but our schedules are so strenuous that we're just really doing our best to make sure that we don't double book for one and that we can sit down somewhere long enough to actually interview who we would like to interview and work around their concert and tour schedule. And last week we touched on news and mixtapes and albums and we did all that last week. But you know what else too? I'm really, really digging Tory Lanez. Like, of course, you know, we all heard the record say it's simple, and we've actually heard that sample done by someone else before, so that I kind of just wasn't, I'm going to say I wasn't checking for Tory Lanez, but I just wasn't in tune to who he was and giving him a chance just based off the fact, like, oh, man, you took my, you know, homie beat or whatever. And he really didn't take the beat, but it was just I had heard the sample done before, and it was done very well by D-Mac, by the way. It was called The Code. And so to hear Tory Lanez doing it with Faded, I was just like, no, you know, because I hate when that happens. But Tory is actually really, really dope, you guys. I saw his freestyle he did, which it looks like he may have took a couple of bars, but who am I? I mean, I'm not, who am I to say he took some bars and who did what? I'm not a rapper. But he did his thing. He was on Sway, and he killed it, like, He's really talented. And I saw his Breakfast Club interview as well, and I was very impressed with, you know, with what he had to say as it relates to the music. So I saw a couple of, and I actually went and did more research and went looked at YouTube and all of that. So Tory Lanez is a dope artist, you guys. Also like Bryson Tiller, which who doesn't? So I'm really liking and enjoying the direction in which everybody's like, oh, they try to sound like Drake and da, da, da. I don't care. Like, I'm enjoying these dudes coming through singing, rapping, flipping the words and just having a different kind of vibe. I like that. And I'm a laid-back type of person. So anything that's laid-back, chill, and, you know, soul music, stuff, yeah, that's right up my alley. So thank you. I'm sorry, I'm getting text messages. I accidentally called a rapper, you guys, while I was on the phone during the show. I could have merged them in, but shout out to Fat Cat. So anyway, I don't, like I said, I don't want to talk a lot, and I'm excited to be able to not have to talk a lot. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yes, we'll be back. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Looking forward to speaking with you all, talking with you all. Getting Golden back on the line, so I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. Shout out to Best Out Entertainment. Thank you for tweeting and tuning in. We really appreciate you always every Wednesday. And, yeah, that's it. Because, like I said, I'm out of here. I'm excited and I'm ready to be done. But I do love y'all. Just know that. So what can I play on the way out? What can I play? Let's see. Every Wednesday I go through this. Every Wednesday. I don't never have it ready. I don't never have it just be feeling like what I'm going to have I be feeling. Okay, I'm going to get it together in a minute. Okay, let's play this then. We'll play this Seed Certified Record by Frost. He submitted this. We'll do this. since we started Street, and then we went to the record It's Okay. So we'll go ahead and end on that note then. So back next week, you can follow me at Onyx254 on pretty much any social network. Be sure also to follow the show at Global 14 The Cut, as well as at Global 14. And that's it. The rap game this Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Ice Water Entertainment.
Yeah.
AME. AR. Street Life Promotion. NMMG. Yeah, we here now. They think I'm playing when I'm telling these critics I got it. Bar coated in ice, but I'm hot like the tropics. I'm good already, see this rapping is part of the profit. And you just mad cause you not even a part of the topic. My flow easy, I just think of a verse and I jot it. Whip up a baby, it's so hard on the block when I drop it. You know it's straight drop, no cut on it. Trash talking, get smoked, no butt on it. I think it's funny, I just piss on it, laughing at these haters. I'm a breath of fresh air, you just smoking the vapors. Only time you make the cut is when you getting paper. I recycle the trees, I'm in love with the paper. Convicted felon, whole background full of dope. And I ain't snitch one time cause I took an oath. And like a man, I'ma stand and take my own charge. No snitching, this is my life behind bars. I'm proud of good and street, now I'm certified. But let these rappers be faking, some of them sort of lies. If it's too big, wear it, make sure it's sort of tied. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized. I'm proud of good and street, now I'm certified. But let these rappers be faking, some of them sort of lies. If it's too big, wear it, make sure it's sort of tied. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized. At the city, we was doing 200 a week. Trying to put our homies on is how we took a leap. See, in my life, I'd have learned to keep a small circle. Oh, an uninvited guest, yes, I will hurt you. Because the rhymes I spit is real, yes, it will hurt you. And if you put it on wax, believe I will hurt you. And I ain't talking about no pistol or no ammo, dog. Anything on my chest, it will get handled, dog. I'm old school, I believe in those teaching the lessons. In the pen, it's all hands, ain't no Smith and Wesson. So where your heart at? Swear that we don't bar that. From the school of the hard knock streets where it start at. So who try me? Who don't believe? Everything I spit is raw and that's on the G. No fabrication, that's why I love the nation. This my life behind bars, ain't no punctuation. I'm proud of dirty streets, now I'm certified. But then I'm rappers be faking, some of them sort of lies. If the truth is where, make sure it's sort of tied. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized. I'm proud of dirty streets, now I'm certified. But then I'm rappers be faking, some of them sort of lies. If the truth is where, make sure it's sort of tied. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized.
Everything real around me, around me. I'm so certified. You stand on my face, pain in my eyes. I'm so certified. Ain't nothing free around me, I'm a G. I'm so certified. These other dudes sort of lie.